I want to live. I want to grow. I want to see. I want to know. I want to share what I can give. I want to be. I want to live. Even during times when I have felt so low and depressed and wondering, why am I here? These words would rise up in me, and I could feel that knowing that I was created to be here for a reason, for a purpose, as each one of us is. To live, to know, to give, to share what is ours to give that only we can give. To live, to live. A couple of months ago, Reverend Bridget shared a poem from a friend of hers, Brennan Flood. It was titled Love Louder. And as she was speaking, I knew at that time that I was going to be speaking today, and I had already planned a little bit, had come through me what I was going to say. The poem knocked that totally out. And as she was reading through the poem, it hit me through the essence of my being that live, love, louder. And I checked in with Brennan to see if it was okay to share his poem again. And they said, of course, more than willing. And they also shared back, originally that was going to be the name of the poem, was Live, Love, Louder, and it is called Love Louder. So I thought, well, there's no coincidence there. Love Louder. When injustice from the house on the hill is loud, is your home a place that loves louder? When the world is cluttered with ignorance, a cacophony of dissonance, they know not what they do. Forgiveness. For our faith in the highest truth is stronger. Can the hurting bring their woundedness, made sick by a collective resonance based in limitlessness? Will they feel God in your presence and experience spirit in your actions as you live your love louder? I believe in your right to hate us and the freedom of your consciousness. And it's never too late to join us as we lay down our defensiveness and diffuse the illusion of separateness. I hear the fear in your anger. For you are not my enemy. The circle of my heart is wider. Come meet me in the middle, my friend, for there is no end to a world where love wins. There is no end, for there is only oneness, only one of us. When pain in the world gets loud, is your heart a place that loves louder? I want to live. I want to grow. Thank you, Brennan, for sharing your wisdom. So how do we love louder? Well, believe it or not, shock, there is actually a book called Love Louder. How in the world? Of course there is. And it's like a totally quick read. I zipped right through it. And it's by Preston Smiles. I love that name, Preston Smiles. What a great book. 33 Ways to Amplify Your Life. I'm going to just share a few of them today. The first of which is I understand that during these times, sometimes it's hard to just get out of bed in the morning, and there's that feeling of overwhelm. So one of the first things to do then in living louder is think about gratitude. Name one thing, one, that you're grateful for today. And I would say that we can all be grateful that we got up out of bed. Well, maybe not, depending upon the time of morning, right? But we got here into this space, and the individuals online, you got here online. Those that are hearing it later, you're hearing it then. Be grateful for this moment, for this time. In his book, Preston says, I found that no matter how tough life seems at the moment, there is always something to be grateful for. We get caught up in the glasses being half empty or half full, but the challenge is to be grateful that we have a glass. Good, bad, or ugly, you are blessed because you have life. So gratitude is the beginning and the start of welcoming in this divine energy that helps raise us up, lift us up, and fill that bank of goodness and love that we have within. That godness is the reminder that that God is flowing in, through, and as each one of us. So gratitude, be grateful. And as we are grateful, something happens. And that energy goes out into the world. And in this way, we live love louder. Preston also goes on and says, the key to living is giving. My 5-year-old granddaughter would say, Nana, that rhymes, living and giving. It does. He says, look for ways to add value to everyone you encounter in life, and indirectly, your cup will be filled. So at the end of every chapter, he puts in a hashtag Love Louder challenge. So this is the challenge. In the next 24 hours, find a creative way to give to one person without using money. It could be a compliment, a shoulder to lean on, an ear to listen, a good laugh, or a secret love note. I'm sure you can think of many creative ways. A couple of days ago when I was out on my walk, I always passed this one house. And right outside, he has a number of bins. And they're filled with these amazing rocks. And I always think of the eggs, what are those? The thunder eggs that you can get in Eastern Oregon that you crack open. Well, he was outside the other day. I didn't know it was a he until I actually walked by. But I walked by and I said, are those thunder eggs in that one bin? And he said, oh, no, no, but come here. So I'm following down the driveway into the back, and there are at least 20 bins filled with all these different kinds of rocks. Now, just to let you know, wherever I go, I always will find a rock and pick it up. I was at the beach last weekend, and I came back, and I had a handful, not just some shells, but rocks. They're beautiful, all the different colors, these precious stones. There's something about the energy in the rocks. So it was like, he had my heart right there, like, oh, look at all these bins. And he started talking, and he said, you know, I lost my job recently. You know, and then my cat died, and then one of my uncles passed away, and I just went and I got all this stuff, and he had more bins. He was telling me about the rocks that his grandfather had, so many of them. And as we're going along towards the end, when I'm getting ready to complete my walk again, he said, you know, that just felt like a therapy session. Now, he didn't ask what I did. I didn't tell him I was a minister, but that wasn't the point. The point was to be present. I didn't plan on stopping, and yet here he was outside of his home. How could I not stop? Because I was so curious about the rocks, not realizing God had another plan in mind. It's in that giving. We have gratitude. We find ways to give. Here's a story called All Ears. On any given day somewhere in Canada, you might see a spectacled senior sitting at a public park with an extra folding chair, a small table, and a sign that reads, "You are not alone. I will listen." This would be Paul Jenkinson, a 70-year-old retired social worker who travels across the country to offer a listening ear to anyone who needs one. "I'm there as a fellow human to make connections," he said. "I just create the space for them, a little bit like the stranger on an airplane that you're never going to see again." Wow. Isn't that true? Yeah. If you're on a lot of, well, for me, not so much. I get on a plane, I open my book, and I'm gone. But a lot of times, of course, talking to the person next to you. Just creating that space, having that extra chair next to you, that love. There was another thing I read, it's called ripples. When you create a difference in someone's life, you not only impact their life, you impact everyone influenced by them throughout their entire lifetime. No act is ever too small. One by one, this is how to make a difference. This is how to make the ocean rise. That's huge. We impact not only the individual for something even so small, but everyone who connects with them during their lifetime. And why is that? Because we have an energy that we share. And yet that energy is already within us, which creates that connection that we already have. Preston goes on and says, when shift hits the fan, I had to be careful with that, shift into neutral, seeing the world from the lens of possibility. Shift into neutral. What a great idea that I need a lot of times. I chose to be part of the No Kings rally last weekend. I was at the beach, and I wanted to do it. I knew I was going to be gone, and one of my friends who came out to the beach for a few days said, Barb, do you want to be part of the No Kings rally and out at Lincoln City? And I said, oh, I'd love to. I'm always concerned being, like, in Portland around so many people. Sometimes that's a little overwhelming for me to do, but I thought a small step, I could do that. Well, she brought out all the stuff to make signs and on purpose. Thank you, Janet. She's watching. Because she knows that I always say this stuff about me, that I'm not an artist, I'm not creative in that way. Well, she showed me. She brought these big boards and stencils. I realized I can be really creative with stencils. And then the letters of the alphabet where you can cut and trace. Oh my gosh, I got to be so creative. And then she had these things that were butterflies. Well, my mindset, I should have brought the sign today. It said, in USA, only these monarchs are okay. And there were a bunch of these monarch butterflies. And it was so, I'll have to bring the sign to show you sometime, because I looked at it and I went, wow, I did that? Beautiful. But again, it's like, how do I want to be present out in the world? I wanted to be part of something because I feel so strongly about knowing that each one of us matters. We deserve to be here. It's our right to be here. And I wanted to share in that in some way. Well, standing along the edge, it turned out there were about 400 people in Lincoln City, which is about 40% of their population. Now, of course, we're from out of town. There were others from out of town. But that was a huge, huge gathering of individuals. We also heard beforehand that there were going to be some other people down the road also having part in a rally. And so I was a little concerned about that. But it's like, whatever. Just open up. I'm here. I want to be available. I want to live, right? I want to live. I want to grow. I want to see. I want to know. What is there for me to give? How can I share? So we pulled up the signs, and we were all right along the street. And people are beeping and, you know, honking and waving out the window and the thumbs up. Every once in a while, we'd have other hand gestures that would come out the windows and go by. But that's where it's called shift into neutral. It didn't push any of my buttons. I would just say, bless you. You know, give them the peace sign, thumbs up. You know, one woman drove by, and I saw hanging from her mirror a large cross. And she had her window down a little. And I said, hi, beep, beep, you know, like cheering us on. And she just shook her head. And I said, God bless you, because I knew that she could hear. And then she rolled up her window. But that, stay neutral, shift to neutral. You know, shift to neutral. There was another car that drove by, and the woman, and it just touched my heart so much. I looked at her and gave her the thumbs up, holding my sign, and I could feel coming from her, she was getting ready to start to cry. I mean, I could see it, I could feel it. And what I knew for her is that she felt helpless. And she was so happy. She gave us a double thumbs up that many of us came out to represent her as well. You know, little steps. She drove by and she beeped her horn. One step at a time. Shift to neutral. So we're not hooked in to responding in other ways that we might feel like it at some time. as we got going, they're talking to all these people next to me on either side and their signs, and it was so fun. So when some of those hand gestures would go by, I'd say, "We're number one, we're all one." And so other people picked that up too, and they started saying it. We are all one. Shift to neutral, we are all one. As I was preparing my sign, and then the more I was out there at this rally on the streets with all the beep beeping, I got really happy, and almost unapologetically happy. I was so excited to be doing something that I felt I could do and not be overwhelmed. Well, I read this on Facebook, how appropriate is this? It's called How to Be Unapologetically Happy Despite the Craziness in the World. Start now. Grinning nonstop over nothing, woo-hooing at the top of your lungs, crying happy tears without even realizing it, dancing like no one's watching, or dancing like your 5-year-old granddaughter's watching, hugging trees, puppies, and kids every day, buzzing with tingling love for everyone. Be unapologetically happy. And to do that, remember, shift into neutral. Coretta Scott King said, "Love is such a powerful force. It's there for everyone to embrace, that kind of unconditional love for all of humankind. This is the kind of love that impels people to go into the community and try to change conditions for others, to take risks for what they believe in." That's what it's about, taking those risks. So such powerful, powerful energy. Another way to live love louder. Conscious breathing. Preston mentions in his book, he says, "Most of us suck at breathing." It's one of those things that we do automatically, but there is much more to our breath when done properly. It's incredibly restorative. It can help rid us of our worries and tensions and bring us back to our true nature, which is love. And the hashtag Love Ladder challenge is this: to practice breathing. So I want to do that with you today. This will be like the closing prayer at the end right now so that we can breathe. So as you feel comfortable, allow your eyes to close. You can uncross your hands and your feet. Take a deep breath in and exhale. I'd like you to place one hand on your lower belly. You can place the other one on your heart if you like, or both on your belly, and take a slow, deep breath through your nose and exhale. And again, when you breathe in again, I want you to feel your abdomen expand out. Breathe in through your nose. And as you breathe out, feel your stomach contract again. Breathe in again. And exhale. Now, before your next breath, I want you to say, "I breathe for me. I breathe for me." Now exhale, and then repeat, "I breathe for you."
I breathe for you.
Inhale. Exhale. "I breathe for us."
I breathe for us.
Inhale. And lastly, "I breathe for all that surrounds us." And exhale. One more deep breath in. And exhale, releasing. And bring your energy back into this space. Open your eyes. When I have my granddaughter overnight, the last 20 minutes of the day for her is so important, for all of us, to come into a space of consciousness and awareness and relaxing from the day, preparing for the night. There's an author, Andrew Newman, I don't know if you've heard of him, and he makes a lot of these books, creates a lot of these books called Conscious Stories. And the first thing at the very beginning of every book is called Snuggle Breathing. And so I start out, and it's what we said, I breathe for me, I breathe for you, I breathe for us, and I breathe for all that surrounds us. When I start the breathing, I'll say, okay, Quinn, ready? Let's start breathing. Oh, I don't want to do it. And I said, that's fine, I'm going to do it. So I just start. I breathe for me. And before I know it, I breathe for you, this little voice. I breathe for us. I breathe for all that surrounds us. She can't not do it because we've been doing this for so long now. So it's that conscious breathing to start out the time to go to bed, to start that awareness flowing again of we're connected. As I sleep, I'm connected. And I bring that energy up through my sleep that comes from this divine presence and all the energy that's around me. So see, you can live love louder quietly too. That's the loudness of it. Even when she doesn't want to do her part, she does. Preston says, loving louder is about being authentically you. You are perfect, whole, and complete. Everything you are is more than enough. We all came here to be us and nobody else. You can't fail. If you are living, you're already winning. Honor the gift that is you. So after our breathing, it's recognizing just to be us, to be you. Gratitude, giving, shifting into neutral, conscious breathing. And that could include meditation, walking in nature. Friday night, they did a solstice service here that was amazing. I told Sean Larkin today, and I had texted Catherine Richer, and then Pamela was part of the drumming. Every Wednesday night, we have an opportunity for the meditation services. So if you're finding that it's difficult to go to neutral or finding it difficult to breathe, there are so many opportunities. Please come and be a part of the Wednesday service. It's online. It's easy to check in. Sometimes I forget, but when I do check in, I'm so grateful that I can check in. And I can't go on and end this without mentioning one of the best and quickest ways to amplify life and love. Play! Play! Yeah, let's play. Preston says, underneath all that adult seriousness is your inner child, chomping at the bit to get wild and play again. What you do in the world, no matter what your age, we all need to enjoy this life to the best of our ability. Well, what's so great, as you know, I talk about my little Quinn all the time. I have an opportunity every week to play because she won't let me not play. I mean, I just can't. I can't not play. So this last week, we built forts, we painted, and then she brought out these cards that do matching things. She put them on this table. She moved a bench over in front of the couch because she knew I'd rather sit on the couch than on the ground. It's harder to get up off the ground, and I can play easier. She brings that over. She goes, gets cards. She starts spreading them out. She needed more to play with, so she goes over and gets a lot of these really special rocks that we have, and she lined those up along the bench as well with the cards, and then got out some different cards and deals them out to us and said, look at your cards, Nana. So I look at them. Then she realized she needs some more stuff too. She goes and gets these little, they're called dorables, little figurines that she had sitting there next to our rocks. It's like she created this amazing solstice, altar. Thank you. Altar. See, I was playing. I was so into the play that the words just kind of go. She had created this altar space for us without, well, She knew. I say it without realizing. What am I thinking? Of course she knows what she's doing. She just does it to play. So I sat there, and I'm drawing cards, and then I'm looking at the different rocks, and I'm laughing because I have no idea what she wants me to do. What kind of card game is this? Okay, do I put this card? Oh, hey, how about if we exchange it? Oh, you have one of these here. Why don't you put that, and then you have two of them? It was this game that she was playing. Well, one of the best ways at night before we read the conscious stories, for some reason, and anybody, we were all kids one time, there's something about farts. You can't even imagine how many farting stories there are that we can read. We have read farting stories for all of the holidays. There was a farting leprechaun, a farting Easter bunny. We've also had farting mermaids, fairies, and dragons. And dinosaurs. And the one we had read the other night was a farting owl. And they all have messages in them, right? But it's part, I know, it sounds, who knows what anybody thinks, but this is just how we are. We play, and this is one of the ways that makes us laugh before we go to bed. We just connect in. Well, this farting owl actually was the savior at the end of the day because this owl was having trouble making friends. Can't imagine why. And what occurred at the end, though, of the book was that an eagle was swooping down to get babies out of the nest, and the farting owl saved the day. The farts were so bad that it just knocked the eagle onto the ground, and the eagle was sitting there. And the owl said, you know, you can go ahead and fly, but you can no longer be here to take away our babies. And the eagle was like, hell yeah, I'm out of here. That's actually not what it said in the story, but you get the gist. And so the owl was more welcome in the community, and they just had to deal with the farting. You know, that's just how it is sometimes. What can we do to live love louder? Okay, that's one way. Oh my gosh. Dandelions don't wait for the perfect soil. They take root where the wind lands them. They grow anyway. They shine anyway. Be like the dandelion, resilient, wild, and unstoppable. So don't wait. Choose gratitude, giving, shifting to neutral, conscious breathing, being you, and play in order to love louder. And remember how we started today. I want you to repeat after me. I want to live, I want to grow. I want to see, I want to know.
I want to see, I want to know.
I want to share what I can give.
I want to share what I can give.
I want to be.
I want to be.
I want to live.
I want to live.
And how do I know that we can do this? Because we truly are connected. And what I also know is as we do this, and live love louder. There ain't nothing stopping us now. Yeah, blessings to you. Thank you.